The Country Girls, written and read by Edna O'Brien.
Chapter 1. I wakened quickly and sat up in bed abruptly. It is only when I am anxious that I waken easily, and for a minute I did not know why my heart was beating faster than usual. Then I remembered the old reason: he had not come home. Getting out, I rested for a moment on the edge of the bed, smoothing the green satin bedspread with my hand. We had forgotten to fold it the previous night, Mama and me. Slowly, I slid onto the floor, and the linoleum was cold on the soles of my feet. My toes curled up instinctively. I owned slippers, but Mama made me save them for when I was visiting my aunts and cousins. And we had rugs, but they were rolled up and kept in drawers until visitors came in the summertime from Dublin. I put on my ankle socks. There was a smell of frying bacon from the kitchen, but it didn't cheer me. Then I went over to let up the blind. It shot up suddenly, and the cord got twisted round it. It was lucky that Mama had gone downstairs, as she was always lecturing me on how to let blinds up properly, gently. The sun was not yet up, and the lawn was speckled with daisies that were fast asleep. There was dew everywhere. The grass below my window and the hedge around it, the rusty paling wire beyond that, and the big outer field, were each touched with a delicate, wandering mist. And the leaves and the trees were bathed in the mist, and the trees looked unreal, like trees in a dream. Around the forget-me-nots that sprouted out of the side of the hedge were halos of water, water that glistened like silver. It was quiet, it was perfectly still. There was smoke rising from the blue mountain in the distance. It would be a hot day. Seeing me at the window, Bullseye came out from under the hedge, shook himself free of water, and looked up lazily, sadly, at me. He was our sheepdog, and I named him Bullseye because his eyes were speckled, black and white, like canned sweets. He usually slept in the turf house, but last night he had stayed in the rabbit hole under the hedge. He always slept there to be on the watch out when Dada was away. I need not ask. My father had not come home. Just then Hickey called from downstairs. I was lifting my nightdress over my head so I couldn't hear him at first. "What? What are you saying?" I asked, coming out onto the landing with the satin bedspread draped around me. "Good God, I'm hoarse from saying it." He beamed up at me and asked, "Do you want a white or a brown egg for your breakfast?" "Ask me nicely, Hickey, and call me Dosey." "Doty, ducky, darling, honey bunch, do you want a white or a brown egg for your breakfast?" "A brown one, Hickey. I have a gorgeous little pullet's egg here for you," he said, as he went back into the kitchen. He banged the door. Mama could never train him to close doors gently. He was our workman, and I loved him. To prove it, I said so aloud to the Blessed Virgin, who was looking at me icily from a gilt frame. "I love Hickey," I said. She said nothing. It surprised me that she didn't talk to me more often. Once she had spoken to me, and what she said was very private. It happened when I got out of bed in the middle of the night to say an aspiration. I got out of bed 6 or 7 times every night as an act of penance. I was afraid of hell. "Yes, I love Hickey," I thought. But of course what I really meant was that I was fond of him. When I was 7 or 8, I used to say that I would marry him. I told everyone, including the catechism examiner, that we were going to live in the chicken run and that we would get free eggs, free milk, and vegetables from Mama.